I'd like you to turn with me in your New Testaments to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 is the text that we'll examine for our invitation this evening. This particular occasion, the Apostle Paul is talking about his hope of heaven, the desire that he has to go to heaven, and what he is doing to make sure that he gets there. What's interesting is the language that he uses as he contrasts his physical body with the body that he will one day have, that spiritual body that will be here, his. He talks about an earthly house, this tent. He said, "We know that if it's destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. And for this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven." He emphasized in that regard that we would not be naked or unclothed, but rather further clothed, verse 4, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. This is simply a description indicating how much better, how much greater, and more glorious and wondrous that the spiritual body will be, and that eternal abode that will be ours. And so in contrast, it is something that we certainly ought to desire. So in verse 5 he says, "He has prepared us for this very thing is God. And he has given us the Spirit as a guarantee, so we are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and present with the Lord." That's his desire. That's what he wanted. And he wanted it because he was assured of it. He was assured of it because it is God who prepared it. And so to perhaps bring this to a conclusion, you'll notice the statement in verse 9. "Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to him." And so the reason the Apostle Paul lived his life the way he did is so that he would go to heaven. He made it his aim, his purpose in life, to live in such a way as to please God so that he would get that promised hope. Now, late in his life, at the end of his journey, he said, "I have fought the good fight, I finished the course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness." And so he did it. And that certainly should be our aim as well. And so we're going to offer an invitation to anyone who is here to begin that Christian walk and to accomplish that aim or that goal as did Paul, by living righteously for him, and as such, guarding for yourself that hope of heaven. If we can assist you in any way to answer that invitation call, whether it's to become obedient to the gospel initially, or to get something right that is amiss in your life, or to encourage you in some way, the invitation is extended. We ask that you come while the building stands.